This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Philanese Floyd asked U.S. lawmakers to make it stop in regard to police brutality as he testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday morning. He is the brother of George Floyd, the African-American man who died in police custody 2 weeks ago and whose death has sparked national and worldwide protests urging racial equality and police reform. The Judiciary Committee is examining national police reform proposals 1 day after Floyd's funeral. The panel prepares to shepherd sweeping Democratic legislation aimed at combating police violence and racial injustice to the floor by early July. There will be more hearings next week to prepare for a full House vote. Republican leaders in the Senate are beginning to work their own package of proposals. Local and state officials have also announced more steps to change funding and authorizations for the use of force in their police departments. Wednesday, the U.S. Federal Reserve signaled years of extraordinary support for an economy facing a difficult road back from the coronavirus pandemic. Policymakers project a 6.5% decline in gross domestic product this year and a 9.3% unemployment rate at year's end. These are the first economic projections of the pandemic era. U.S. central bank policymakers put into numbers what has been an emerging narrative that measures put in place to battle a health crisis will echo through the economy for years to come rather than be quickly reversed as commerce reopens. Hong Kong police say they arrested 53 people on the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement. Thousands of protesters defied a police ban gathering downtown in the late afternoon. Throughout the night, police in riot gear could be seen charging at protesters and using pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Officials say those arrested have been charged with various offenses, including unlawful assembly and participating in unauthorized assembly. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization urges Pakistan to impose a new round of coronavirus lockdowns. This as the number of new COVID-19 infections there has soared over the last several days. A WHO representative recommends in a letter that officials adopt intermittent lockdowns of 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and to double its testing capacity. The U.S. State Department says it will resume operations at its consulate in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That's where the new coronavirus was first detected late last December. The State Department withdrew consulate staff and their families in late January after the Chinese government put the city under lockdown to curb the spread of the virus. U.S. epidemiologist Dr. Anthony Fauci has described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare. The New York Times reported Tuesday Fauci's speech to biotechnological executives, saying the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director warns the pandemic isn't over yet. Fauci said he was surprised at how fast COVID-19 spread. Most efficiently transmitted diseases can become a pandemic between 6 months to a year, but COVID-19 took a month. Security researchers say at least a dozen bogus contact tracing apps designed to look like official software to track coronavirus infections have been deployed globally to spread malware and steal user data. The researchers from a California-based firm say once the apps are installed on a device, they are, quote, designed to download and install malware, end quote, on devices and, quote, steal banking credentials and personal data, end quote. The company says the fake COVID-19 apps do not appear to be distributed through official channels, but rather are being spread through other apps, third-party stores, and websites that encourage downloads. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he is still weighing the possibility of a meeting with his U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump, but the coronavirus pandemic means they might have to talk by phone instead. In April, López Obrador said he was considering holding his first in-person encounter with President Trump in June or July. Iran is calling on Russia and China to resist the U.S.'s push to extend a U.N.-imposed arms embargo set to expire in October. The embargo is under Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with six countries. The Trump administration has been taking a harder line with the UN to extend and strengthen the embargo on Iran. Many are calling primary election day in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia a disaster. Long lines and chaos overshadowing the handful of key races to choose general election candidates for the upcoming November election. The trouble was from a combination of a new set of computerized voting machines, as well as volunteers who did not know how to operate the machines. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.